This week on Clown College.
And so I'd be in there today and they'd be like, you good with your work? You good with all that? All right, just get your work done. Now you go back to your normal classes. And that's what I did.
Yeah.
And the whole day I just walk around. People are like, you in special ed? But fail now.
Hold on. Did he
but,
say
But you, I thought you said, oh, it was special needs.
No.
You crossed the line.
No.
What was it then? Wait.
Special ed. Not
special ed. But you.
No, they're not. No, they're not. There's a difference.
I don't know if anyone makes sense. Okay,
what's special ed?
Well, special ed.
Like hospice in a nursing home.
Yeah. You can die at either or, but
it's full time and part time.
One of them we kind of have.
Special ed is like a little bit of some learning disabilities. Like if you need a little bit of extra time.
Yeah.
Or if your mind.
You keep on like, saying
what
extra
is that?
Time.
Like you got a little. I mean, somebody can have dyslexia. A little bit autistic.
Uh-huh.
Or, you just struggling a little bit. But special needs.
Yeah, what's special needs?
Is what everybody thinks that special ed is.
Welcome to Clown College. We have profound knowledge in many ways to elevate and make your sound polished. So if you want to hear a little honest few takes on a ways to make it as a comic, then stick around for a while to fit down the clown. We got the guest right now just to show you how.
Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Weatherstone, and JJ. Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Weatherstone, and JJ.
Oh, no.
Damn, it didn't do it. I'm sorry. It wasn't working.
It's okay. Go down one.
Hold on.
I was trying to fix it, and then it wouldn't do it again. I'm being honest.
So it's not working?
No, now it's working. I got it again. I had to click it again. I'm being honest, man. I literally smashed that thing.
Uh-huh.
I smashed it.
You got to look at the numbers, make sure the numbers come up.
Yes, it's definitely 100%.
Oh, were we not recording that time?
No, not recording that time.
So now we're just looking at Juggalo.
Yeah.
We're just weird now, dude.
Heck yeah.
Well, the reason we're looking at Juggalo is because I thought when he said Juggalo, we were talking about the pimp, which is the gigolo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a simple mistake.
That's actually a great recap.
It's only one letter off.
Yes. Yeah. So you're not juggling, you're pimp smacking.
Uh huh.
The B words, what people call them. Now, the reason I say B words, because we're not going to be disrespectful, but usually they call them bitches.
You didn't want to use hoes?
Oh, my bad, hoes. I'm sorry. Because like,
sex workers, Brandon.
Yeah.
Sex workers. Sexual workers, man.
Yeah. What kind of sexual things do they do?
Oh, man, dude. They do whatever you want.
What?
You give them the money.
Much? Yeah, yeah, but like what's whatever you want? And so, how much for which one?
Okay. Hold on, Brandon. I'm giving you $2,000.
Okay.
What's the first thing you ask in this prostitute for?
So you'd be like, man, $2 million.
Well,
$2,000.
Let's bring our budget back now.
$2,000. I'm going, okay, so you would, this is what would happen for $2,000. I feel like you could get the, you get it down and you get that sucked down there, the ding dong.
The ding dong.
Yeah.
You could get a couple rounds in. You know what I mean? Whichever style you desire.
So you're doing two rounds of sex and one head.
Yes. And then after that, since you got the 2,000, right?
Uh-huh.
You keep going. Keep doing more
stuff.
So
you just want sex, more sex.
Oh, no, we're going to keep going. What's the next thing?
What's past sex?
Yeah,
what's the next thing? All right, so then we're going to, you know what, fuck it. $2,000, you got to go to the next step, foot. So there's going to be a lot of foot action.
That's the next step.
And then after that.
Wait, hold on, what's the foot action?
Yeah, what happened?
Is it her foot, your foot?
You know what, for $2,000, it's both.
It's both.
So what is she doing to your feet?
All right, so with the foot, because this is this situation, the foot, we put the dog between the feet. You know what
is the dog your penis?
Yes, the dog is the dick.
Damn, boy.
Hot diggity dog.
Hot diggity dog.
And then you rub the feet,
uh-huh.
Of course. Okay. And then, you know, fuck it, $2,000, this is time to get adventurous for ass, but not your ass, right? You'd be like, hey, you know what? Let me get your ass, right? This is $2,000.
So you're going straight to anal from foot?
After we clean up, of course.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because we're going to do that all. You clean up, and then you...
Is it disrespectful not to clean your feet, like your dick, after going foot to ass?
No,
like,
you go straight foot to ass.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like your ass is so much dirtier.
But you're wearing a condom, though.
That's a good question.
Hold on, you're wearing a condom for what? For the feet?
No, I was talking about after that. Like
for the ass.
Yeah, with the
how do you clean up if you're wearing a condom? That's even more of a reason not to clean up.
Well, the reason we clean up the ass is because I don't want to see none of that shit.
Talking about cleaning her ass.
I'm talking about we going in cleaning.
Oh.
What device are you using? Yeah.
Whatever it takes. I'm going to research it. That's what I would do before it, is do plenty of research.
But you ain't did no research, Brandon. You got $2,000. You ran in there. You had sex twice. You got some head. You played with some feet. Now you're working on anal?
Yeah. And I'm going to do the research. And after the research happens, we're going to do that. And then, and then we're going to search up some more shit. Dude, that's $2,000.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
I never knew you were such a man of research.
Oh, yeah, man.
You just said research twice.
Yes.
Research. I respect that.
So should we talk about the elephant in the room?
I mean, I feel like we have to address it.
So sci-fi.
Yo, that's the grizzly calling the black bear. But like, don't you call me the elephant in the room.
Well, yeah. So what happened to the beard?
I went to a guy who I was not aware of his skill level. And when I told him to take my beard down, he went down a little too far and he tried to clean up his fuck up. And here I am.
Have you ever seen that meme? It's like of a woman with her lining starts all the way back here, but she got braids. I see you.
The People's Court. Or whatever?
Yeah.
You talking about that meme, man?
No, that's what you look like.
Oh damn!
You said
you look like Pepe.
Wrong, bro.
Damn, man, never mind.
Where they coming off the top rope, boy?
Damn, dude. Yo, come on, man.
You know this was me in 2017, man. So,
like this what you were into, or this what you look like?
Oh no, I'm saying this is what I look like, man. I was almost bald. I had no facial hair. I was basically.
Is this
bald.
You right here with the? Was this you in your room?
Which one?
This one,
the Hitler one.
Hitler?
Yeah.
This one?
Go down.
Oh, the Hitler?
No. Okay, to the right of Hitler.
Oh, right here. This?
Yeah, was that you in your room?
Dude, that's
back
me
in
every damn morning.
Okay, now go.
What
back.
Are you looking at?
Yeah, what are you looking
myself?
At?
Myself. I'm looking at myself, getting that confidence. Man.
Brandon, you probably still wear tidy whities.
No, we got rid of that.
Oh, okay.
How long ago?
Oh man, had to be like what? Fourth grade.
When you go to the bathroom, do you put your pants around your ankles?
And lift your shirt.
Man, this is a question I never thought I was going to be asked, man. Damn. Maybe. I'm just kidding, man. We used the fucking stand-up urinal. Get out of here.
I had some intel that this might have happened.
Oh, man. No, man. Who? What intel?
I can't rat on him, dude.
Or her. Man, what happened? What did she say? What did
she say, man? They said they saw you in a stall in your pants.
Oh, yo, come on, dog.
Where was this at?
At a comedy venue.
Which one?
Out of town.
Out of town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh shit.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
So it could have been Birmingham or Chattanooga, right?
I don't know, man. I feel like we're getting in a hole here, and there was nobody.
Well, did you do it, man?
Did I do it? I may have did it once in my life.
So
was once within the past year.
In the past
one time.
2 weeks.
One time.
So
because I got lazy.
What
it seems
happened?
Like more effort to pull your pants all the way down.
Well, I guess that night I got scared.
Because, so he admits it.
Let me tell you what happened because I think this could have possibly been the night that I got drunk, right? And I always have a nightmare fear that I'm just pinned out of nowhere. It spreads like the pee does this, and it's all over the place.
Uh-huh.
And it's not even going in the bowl no more. It's just everywhere.
Have you ever peed after sex?
Have I peed after sex?
Yeah. It does the same thing.
Yeah.
Your nightmares will come true.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm worried about. That. So I was like, damn, man. I can't mess this night up. Uh-huh. I can't be drunk and then do this and then it's all over the place. What the fuck? I can't have that.
So
and that's why I did
see
that.
Where I get it.
But how does dropping your pants to your ankles?
Okay, so what I would do is drop, walk up a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Wait.
But not too close. Not too close. What you do is you walk up. Where the, what is that, the toilet seat?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you know the bowl at the bottom?
Yeah.
It has that little loop that you go under. Or your feet.
Who goes
okay, so what you, whoa, this, whoa. Is, this is real.
Yeah, how do you
this
is real.
You said there's a
do
loop?
Do you straddle the toilet?
On the floor?
Not too far though. Not really on the floor. It has
but it's
to be
in the back. It's under the tank.
Yes, it's under the tank. What? But you, so
if your feet is going under that, that means you're straddling it.
Yeah,
you're but, standing over it.
Yes, and what you got to do is you got to angle it perfectly so it's not touching the floor and it's not touching that.
What?
And it's like
what's not is
the
your
pants.
Dick touching
no,
the floor?
No, not the dick. The pants. No, not yet. The pants. The pants.
Hold on.
Is that later on in the
are you
process?
Getting dick extensions?
No, I'm saying when I get old, it's gonna wide on hang down.
Fair. I think your balls just hang. I don't think your dick hangs.
Well,
the balls go. The penis comes with.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think so, bro. If that's the case, then every old man will be out here just packing.
That's never
why
been
they
to
have
to
that's why they got them big ass pants and shit, man. And got them fucking.
I'm not. Hey, if somebody would know about old man penis, dude, he's the expert.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
But no, I will say this: I've never been in danger as much as Brandon, and I don't work at a nursing home, but I have been to gym locker rooms, and there's always a butt naked old white man.
And somebody shaving for some reason.
Yeah,
I've seen people shave. I've seen a dude
do everything in the.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Man.
Brushing your teeth.
Is common, for some reason.
I don't like that shit. Man.
They're too social.
Not the gym.
Man.
Why the fuck are you doing that at the gym?
Yeah, that's something you should keep at home.
Do you know there is a fucking container, like a biohazard container for hypodermic needles in the gym bathroom for people shooting up steroids, bro? You shouldn't be brushing your teeth.
No,
bro.
You shouldn't.
What gym? But I understand shooting up steroids.
I don't think I have one.
I understand shooting up steroids in a gym. That makes sense. Yeah. I don't understand brushing your teeth in a gym.
Right.
Hmm. Fair. If you're going to do it in the shower.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So
yeah.
Nobody, so people aren't judging. Yeah. Anyways, it's continue the peeing thing.
Yeah, yeah. Let's
so why are
track.
You standing on top, like hovering over the bowl? Of the
well,
bowl?
So what happened was I was like, let's say worst case scenario did happen. Yeah. And this shit just hit the fan.
It just went
and
everywhere.
Just done this. Like, you know what I mean? Make that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Make that. Yes, you're saying, at least, you're saying.
Yes.
Two streams.
Two streams.
I was saying with this, it's not going to get my pants because it's protected.
But what if you just pee straight down into your pants?
Yeah.
See, that's a rough one there, right there, man.
I want to say this in the most non-sexual way possible.
I understand.
This is only for scientific purposes. Can you demonstrate this for us?
All right. It's easy.
Yeah, yeah.
See
yeah.
What do.
Just so stand right stand there.
I want you to drop trowel.
I'm not dropping the trowel.
Face the camera. Face the camera.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they can't see. No, don't move it because we got to tell them. So you're saying move.
Right. Okay, I'm going to lift this up. It's
okay, so his pants are around his shins.
Okay.
And then what you do is you stand up. Y'all ready to see the stand up?
Yeah, let's see the stand up.
Stand up, and then it's like this, and now you got to do this. And this is going to be the edge. So you walk up, and if you got a big bowl that comes out, okay, I'm safe. Then you go down there and you do what you got to do.
You're safe.
And then you're like, damn, man, it works. Like,
but your pants are around your ankles.
No, your pants are technically around his shins.
Yeah, around your shins. He you're saying shins. The belt loop
lower
is around
shins.
Your shins.
As low as it requires.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's what happens.
And so I think what he's saying is he walks over the toilet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
To where he's peeing straight down
into the toilet hole.
Okay,
because
but here.
Because you're afraid that your piss streams will spread.
Oh, yeah, separate.
And miss the toilet completely.
Yes, and miss the toilet, get everywhere else. We don't need
also,
that.
Also,
plus, I have a fear for my old dude. Not an old dude, but an old memory in my head of me as a child. So there was a kid in my middle school that would literally, and thankfully this shit never happened to me, but it happened to everybody else. What he would do is he would wait in the bathroom and wait for the right moment.
Oh boy.
And when there was a dude, listen, when there was a dude peeing in that, the urinal, right?
Uh-huh.
It would be him and like two other guys, something, they walk up and push people. And then they'd be like, oh shit. So then I was like, man, I gotta, shit, that's horrible.
So that made you want to put your pants around your ankles more.
Damn, maybe it didn't. Pushed. That was just another story why I went to the stall.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I was like, nobody can push you now.
Yeah.
That's survival
technique. You feel protected in a stall.
Yes, it's survival, man.
So let's just answer the question.
Yes.
Truthfully.
Yes.
You know, we're all friends here.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So when you go pee on a normal time, if you went in the bathroom right here and you went take a piss, would you have your pants around your ankles?
No.
No.
Nah, man, urinal.
Yeah, just no, here. Here at Dom's house.
No, well,
he's talking about the sink.
Well, I mean, shit, man. Since it's like, I mean, yeah, I guess.
You do. Normally. Yeah. It's just a normal thing.
If it's a normal room, because I'm like, what am I trying to hide?
I'll say this. If it's a single bathroom where you just walk in and it's a toilet in there, I'll pull my pants down to mid-thigh and piss that way because nobody's looking.
Yeah, nothing all right.
Nah, I'm fine.
I mean, there's no need.
There's no need for me to do it. It's just wasted energy to pull it
but
down.
But here is my thing. It's not that I'm afraid that my shit is going to diverge into two streams, which is a real fear.
Yes.
My thing is I'm scared that I put my pants back on and then that part comes out, the extra leakage from post-piss.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Post-piss. You know, like when you piss and not...
Yeah,
and then you put your underwear back. You put your underwear back on, and the rest comes out.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
you gotta shake it. I don't like that.
So you want the drip to happen?
Because you're rushing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, dude, I'm not rushing.
You're rushing.
When have I ever rushed anything in my life?
Why is there still piss in your dick?
Yeah,
because you're rushing.
Yeah.
No, man.
That's true.
That's insane. Yeah. No, dude, it's a natural thing, dude.
Hold on, for anybody who might be like, piss isn't held in your dick, sci-fi. I know it's in your bladder. I'm just saying it was clearly out of your bladder and it was stuck in your urethra.
Dude, honestly, you could give me 5 minutes and I could piss for 5 minutes. I don't got time to piss for 5 minutes straight every time I go to the
bathroom. Piss for 5 minutes?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, every single time. I can just force liquid out of my body.
You can't force piss.
Well, I don't do it, dude. I'm just saying, like, if you put your pants back on and then the extra comes out, dude, and it stains your pants, I mean, that's, like, your next 45 minutes are going to be like, you got to hide it.
Yeah.
You got to walk funny. You got to go sit down at the desk and just hope a patient doesn't come, a customer doesn't.
So you know how to handle this situation.
This is coming from this is a work problem with the scrubs. Well, the scrubs would show it.
Yeah, I have weird bathroom habits, dude.
It takes me
45 minutes to take a shit, dude.
It does.
On my second day of work, I shoved lotion in my ass so my butthole wouldn't smell, dude.
You should not do that. You shouldn't put anything scented on your anus.
It burned real bad.
Yeah, your anus is a very sensitive. God dang, why am I? If I'm the voice of reason.
Listen, Brandon, I think this is a generational thing, dude. Yeah, I think this is a genuine
thing. No, I think there's always been people that pull their pants down to the ankles, and we all know.
I don't know too many.
We all know who they are.
Oh, no.
We all know who they are.
It has to be a generational thing, because I don't know too many people that smear lotion up their ankles.
No,
I don't do that.
I didn't there.
Hey, look, Brandon said, hold on. Same age.
Okay, Waddles. Don't start talking shit, dude. I was trying to help you out, bro.
Yeah, you know what? Never mind. Yeah, the man looks good.
Go yeah, dude.
It. So you do it too?
No, I don't. I'm not going to.
That's fucked up, Brandon. I'm sorry, man.
I support him, but just to be clear, I do not do that.
Y'all have had the thing where you put your pants back on and then the extra pee comes out.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, okay, that's what I'm saying. That's why I would pull my pants all the way down.
But I still don't see how that helps that.
Because it's a longer amount of time to get your pants
back
on.
But this is what I'm saying.
But if it's still dripping out, when you pull it up, it's going to get on your pants anyway.
Nah, man. Because I don't get over the toilet like Brandon does, but I'll put an arm out and hold the wall and then
the pissiest podcast
angle myself.
You know.
And then that's what I do. And then I just wait for the leakage and then put the pants back on.
What's your habit?
It works for
me. I'm about to tell you my habit. Or what you can do is just sit there an extra 10 seconds and relax, and that rest of that pee will come out and you shake.
You got to shake it aggressively. And then when you pull it back in,
it's not. There's nothing there.
It's a mental thing, dude. If I have my pants like even semi around my waist or like back in public, I would like at a urinal. I'm obviously just doing the normal way. But if I'm in the private bathroom by myself, I'll pull them down mid-thigh because if that bands around me, I feel like it's cutting off my bladder, even though it's on my back, dude. That's just how I feel. And the mind over matter. That's my honest answer.
I'm trying to relate to him.
I've also learned this trick. When I'm at the urinal in public, I pee, then I put it back. I put my underwear on first, though, and let it just leak on the underwear and let the underwear absorb it.
No.
And then put the pants on over it.
I understand that. I'm with him on that.
I mean, what about putting a paper towel on the tip? That's what I heard.
There's no paper towels at the urinal.
Yeah.
And I'm not walking.
Brandon's never been to a urinal.
because you have
Brandon's like, hold on, where are you guys pissing at?
No, I'm talking about like grab a little. There, little
Brandon uses the women's restroom.
He's using the janitor's closet. Yeah. He's like, there's paper towels, bro. There's Windex in there. There's a mop and a bucket for number two.
He's pissing in the soda fountain. The napkins and shit.
He said, thank you.
No, I clean them, though. I don't shit in them. I clean them. Bathrooms, man.
Oh.
You don't shit in the bathroom? Shit in the bathroom?
No. Man, if I got to go, I'm going to go. Into that bathroom. But what I'm saying, like I was talking about, like, you guys talking about the women's bathroom. I was like, I clean every bathroom, man.
Yeah.
They make you clean the women's bathroom?
Oh, dude, they make me
after
clean
clothes?
Huh?
After clothes?
No, while it's open. Like, I literally got to,
don't admit to a crime.
Dude, they say you have, like, I literally got to do the scene where I be like, hey, is anybody in there?
Yeah.
If nobody say nothing.
That is how you,
yeah.
That's, yeah. No crime.
What's your bathroom thing?
It's keeping in the realm of shitting. I have to get naked when I shit.
That's weird.
Yeah, I know. I didn't say it was a comment. That's like my weird thing, though.
I do that, too.
But no,
you do it, too?
It limits the places where I can shit. So I don't shit everywhere. Like, I don't shit.
So what if you have to shit so bad?
No, I still shit everywhere.
And, and what if you have to shit so bad and, like, you know when it's coming? What do you do?
Okay.
And you're at a gas station, and it's not the best.
Hold on, brother. I'll tell you like this. Bump a gas station. I could write a memoir called Sci-Fi Shit Spots of where the most random places I've had to take a shit. I've taken shits in the back of a FedEx truck. I've taken a shit up against a tree adjacent to somebody's driveway I didn't know at the time.
at the time.
I took a shit like at a brand new construction house one time. And I don't mean like inside the house. I mean, I took a shit in this pit that was right by it. So,
dude.
But then I covered it with the big rock like a cave. Because I was ashamed. Ah, shit. Yeah. Yeah, I got to get. Those times I didn't get completely naked because fuck out of here.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, but, so there's exceptions.
There's exceptions. Like, if I'm about to shit myself.
If you just got naked and shit on somebody, like, behind a tree, that'd
you be so you see my big ass behind somebody's tree?
They would think it's a bear.
They would literally
think it's a baby bear.
They're like, yo, what you doing? What's going on back there? I'm like,
Hopefully they run off, right?
I'm the
talking about if they come over there and see you, they're gonna run away instead of being like,
a big naked black dude. Yeah. I'm running.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Oh man. Yeah, everybody gotta run for that.
Yeah, you better run first.
Oh, dude, hell yeah, man, you can't sit there and watch that. Hell no, get out. You know,
I gargoyle shit.
Man, get out of there.
Yeah, this is wild.
Okay, like, yo,
this is
that,
wild.
Is that real?
Yes.
It is real, dude. I've heard this about you.
It's not a joke, dude.
So for the people at home who don't know,
perch.
Mm-hmm.
What is gargling?
Dude, it's when you put the toilet lid and the seat up. It's just the rim of the actual toilet bowl, and you just get up there, man. You perch up there.
And
squatting.
You just squat.
Yes, like it's better for you. It's better for you. It is crazy. I get it. If you like. Aren't into that, but it is better for.
What
you.
About when it explodes? Shit.
Yeah.
When it explodes.
Yeah, yeah. Demonstrate. Right.
Wait, are you standing on the seat or are you standing on the bowl
itself?
Right
now.
No, I'm saying
I would
like
break
the
that
outside
shit.
Rim.
So both the seat and the lid are up.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking. So yeah, the seat is the part you actually sit on. So he's standing on the raw bowl
with your feet.
Yeah. No, you're wearing sneakers.
No.
You have
if it's my toilet, are you crazy?
I don't care. I don't know.
Why would I wear shoes? That's insane.
God, it's piss particles, man.
Particles? Puddles. Edward?
That's dangerous, man. What if you slip and hit your head one day?
Yeah, that would be an issue for you, yes.
That'd be bad.
That would be an issue for everyone.
So when you do it here...
Shower.
That is that what's going on with the shower curtain?
No, that's because I'm scared something's in there.
What?
I moved the shower curtain out of the way, so I wouldn't have anything to hold on to.
I thought it was. So
the
in
gargoyle
there.
And the shower curtain unrelated. Unrelated. Completely unrelated.
There's nothing in there.
Damn.
So when you go in there, you get butt naked and take off your shoes and socks.
Yes. Butt naked, dude.
Hold on. Yeah, but then you gargoyle on his toilet. You're gargoyling barefoot.
Dom's toilet is not a good toilet.
It's not.
Because it's loose. Yeah. It's loose.
Yeah, it is.
And I've had some where I got up there and I'm like, ooh, this is going to be a rough one. Is going to require me to activate my
core.
You know
what I love about this? It shows you, and no offense in any kind of way. The complete lunacy of what some people are doing behind closed doors.
Whites.
Oh, y'all, yeah. It's definitely the whites.
You're going to get colon cancer, dude. And also, it's very popular with the Afghanis from what I've heard.
Oh, dude. The only reason I know what this is because when we had to share fucking bathroom with these motherfuckers, right? Uh-huh. You would walk in there and it's like a whole bath. It's like, you know, 10 stalls or whatever and a shower in the other room and all that. Yeah. So I walk in there and they have a stall with the door, but they leave the door open and they just squat shit like that. And then when you walk past, they just smile at you.
Yo, don't look at me with taking a shit, bro.
And they just go like this, like, man, close the fucking door. Dude, I don't get it.
I don't leave the door open, man.
But yo, still,
don't look at
so
me.
I associate that with those people whenever I hear
dude,
that.
I'm a third world people, shitter.
Yeah, you are a third
What's
world
the
shitter.
Problem?
Dang, yeah. White people are gentrifying shit now. Like, it's cool.
I thought I made it up, dude.
How y'all do.
I started doing that at a young age.
And you don't know why? Did somebody teach you this?
I heard it. I think I heard it on a YouTube
listen
video.
To what he's doing. No, listen age. To what he's doing, Dom.
And I just...
He's colonizing shitting. He damn, said, I've been doing this since a young age. I mean, he grew up around it, all right?
This is what skibbity toilet is.
This is what skibbity toilet is?
Skibbity toilet. Man.
It's brain.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what it is
I've
either.
Heard the dumb thing, but I don't shit. Know it. Oh, is it the thing with... Okay. My nephew likes it.
Hey.
He's got no chance.
You're a fucking colonizer, okay? Leave third world
dude,
shit to the third
first
world
first of all,
people.
What I do in the privacy of my own home and others' homes. Like, the only shit. Time I wouldn't do it is if I just absolutely had to go, and it was a bathroom where it's like the stall, and you can see under the floor, because if they don't see my feet, they don't know that I'm in there.
Hmm.
Yo, but you know what they do see? A shadow of what they think is a 25-year-old man playing Spider-Man.
Yeah, dude, I will
he's
say this.
He's playing a shit Spider-Man.
It's a dangerous game, dude. It's a dangerous game.
It's a wild game that does not need to be
you
played.
Don't, you don't. I'm going to be honest with you. You don't shoot 100%.
That's what I was going to ask you.
You don't shoot 100%.
Oh, no.
Hold on. Have you shat and it missed?
No, not here. At my home, yes.
Oh, my God. Okay, hold on. Did you have to pick it up?
Because I'll do this. I'll do this.
How'd you pick it up?
What are you talking? I cleaned it, man.
No, how'd you pick up the shit?
Dude, if you're missing, it's not a solid log.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
he's talking
dude.
About a spray. Yeah.
Oh.
So it got on your it got on your feet, too.
It's like, I'm trying to think. Imagine you had, like, a thing of pudding and it just dropped on the floor. It's not going to splatter everywhere. It's going to stay in one place, but then you got to like it right wipe it up
like
and you
got
to Clorox it. It's sick, dude.
He's like something, but I wouldn't call it an untouchable. He's touched.
Nah, guys. I swear, if you guys had angels. The physical ability to do it, you would never stop. You would never
I
stop.
I got the physical ability.
Hold on. Let me tell you something, son.
Brandon's about to break his foot trying to do it. It's going to go in the hole.
I could be a freaking contortionist. I will never be like you.
Oh,
okay?
No.
I'm never
shitting.
It's not
shitting. About contortion, dude.
No, but
it's
I'm
about
saying
sheer
I can
mental
have,
focus and
I'm
ability.
Saying I can have the freaking knees of a Taiwanese teenager. I'm not shitting on the toilet like that, bro.
No, dude.
I'm never going to be. I will shit like everybody else in the good old US of A.
Yeah, that's good, man. That's
you
where y'all's country
wild,
has gone to
shit,
dude.
Y'all's country is yours country.
I'm an Afghani now, bro.
Oh, God.
We got a new government
that
recently. It's fucking sick.
Hey, Brandon, play this clip where it says X Dom Carr. It's my favorite clip of all time, I think. Scroll down. No, not those. right here. Right.
Oh, shit. I remember.
So,
yeah, I love that.
So we moved to L.A. My father gets a job at the Palm restaurant. My Uncle Junior works there, who is a Jehovah's Witness. Believe it or not, he went from Catholic to Jehovah. So basically, my grandmother wanted us all to switch from Catholic to Jehovah. You know, meanwhile, we're from Harlem. My father's doing coke. You know, my mother thinks she's Aunt Margaret. She's teasing the hair with a bottle of vodka. You know, so dysfunctional, cross-addicted family, still cooking pasta on Sundays. And the meatballs, they wind up being burnt. But, you know, it just got so dysfunctional. It got pretty bad.
I know for a fact this person gargoyle shit. For an absolute fact.
Damn. I love how he's talking this whole time. And then he's like, he's laughing about how his family's so fucked. And he's like, but the meatballs got burnt. he's like, the meatballs got burnt. But it got pretty bad.
I think
who's Aunt Margaret?
It's almost, it's just the way they speak. It's look so her up. Almost cartoonish. It's like a, you think of like a blue collar, almost like a Fred Flintstone type dad. So there's my mother. You know? But then they're dressed like North Hollywood soccer mom, so you're like, yo, this is two extremes. I love it.
So that's Aunt Margaret.
To me, that's just Tim Dillon, dude. That's exactly what Tim Dillon is.
Who's Aunt Margaret?
Hey, Aunt Margaret, this is Aunt Margaret. Dang. Right here.
Are we just looking up our baddest white women?
No, that's what
from
he said.
No, he day? Said hey, he said my mother's like Aunt Margaret. So then
she
we searched up Aunt Margaret
with the vodka, dude.
Okay, yo. Juneteenth is over. Pull up young Dolly Parton.
Ooh, all right, Dolly was that bit.
Young.
Hurry up before Dr. Umar finds out.
Oh, shit.
It's right there.
The first one. You ain't got to go.
Right here.
Nah. Yo, even hit the one that. With the hair to the right. To the right.
Keep going.
Right. That one.
This one?
Yeah. That one. Cold.
Yeah.
Cold.
Let's see.
You telling me young Dolly wasn't a fox?
Oh, yeah. You don't think so, Brandon?
Yeah, she's good.
Oh my gosh.
Brandon, look up Sidney Lauper Pepsi commercial.
Oh man, I remember that.
Sidney. It's not Sidney Lauper.
Not Sidney. Sidney Crawford.
Crawford. My bad.
Is that the chick with the mole?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I never understood that.
What?
You like this over that?
First of all, these are people.
First of all, they're damn, old. Man. They no longer Pepsi. Matter, okay, dude?
Oh, my gosh.
Let's see.
I never got the people, fascination man. With the beauty right mark on the mole.
Oh, yeah.
Right. It's not. That's not it, dude.
You say
well,
no?
That is it. I'm saying the mole isn't the thing for me.
Oh.
Man, when she interviewed the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air's cast, man, that was cool.
Okay. Yeah, that was.
It was.
Dope. I don't. I only like you ever used to watch that show. I Love the 80s and
90s. Yeah,
That's the only reason I know anything about this commercial.
And they used to tell you everything about it.
Yeah, and they'd pop up when I was a kid, and it's like I Love the 90s.
Yeah,
rad. Like, it's so stupid like that.
Look remember that Michael Jordan. I mean, my that Michael Jackson Pepsi commercial. That was the
best when
one.
He burnt his hair.
You know, he never grew his hair back.
Yeah,
when he died,
I seen a picture of that burn too. That shit looked bad.
Yeah, they go,
but look up. Hold on, before you look up that, look up young Stacey Dash.
Oh
man, hey.
Stacey Dash, 2003. I was like 12 years old, man. This woman was
nigga.
The ghettoist.
Oh,
queen,
I remember her,
bro. Like in every hood.
Oh, every BT
movie. Murdered to be have this lady be their wives.
She was on what was that show called?
See, that's her older. You put in.
Yeah, that is.
Scroll down.
Yeah, where?
Oh, here go one.
Find where she started becoming a white woman. That's young Stacey Dash. Then later on, she started saying real crazy.
Yeah, she went hardcore Republican.
Like real hardcore. Did you see? Like 2 years, she got on Instagram and was crying. She was like, "Nobody told me DMX died."
Yeah,
like 2 years after he died.
Yes,
man.
I swear to God. Put Stacey Dash DMX.
Right. Yeah. Find that on YouTube, fam.
Man, rest.
She was.
In peace,
were
DMX.
They? Were they close or something? But apparently not.
Apparently
not.
Died, I mean.
But the thing is, because of like who
right
was,
there, right
like,
there,
hip hop so world, she might know DMX. Like for real.
Yeah.
For real.
Okay, I'm ashamed. I didn't know. I didn't know DMX died. I didn't know why.
It's literally 2 years at least.
Why would you make this video?
Yeah.
They got her flaring the nostrils, bro.
I am today 6 years and 1 month clean.
What'd she say?
She said she's 6 years and 1 month clean.
It breaks my heart. It breaks my heart. He lost to it. He lost to that demon of addiction.
She was about to relapse right here. That's why she made this video. Wow.
Like, I get it. Like, she's obviously very remorseful about it. But what I don't understand is making the video 2 years after.
Yeah.
And she was 4 years sober when he died.
Exactly.
Like, she was in active addiction and, like, just didn't know what was going on.
My thing is this. She said, I'm sorry, y'all. You didn't have to tell us.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we all thought the world knows that DMX is dead. So you created a video letting us know that you fucked up real bad and you're crying about it. You could have just had your moment and the world would have been none the wiser.
Yep.
Yeah, a lot of people still think he's alive
today. Who
else
she doesn't know died?
Oh, my God. Wait till she finds out.
Jerry West, you think she's going to be upset about that one?
Yeah. Jerry West, she might be a Lakers fan.
Oh, man.
Yeah, she's been in L.A. for him.
Yeah. You know what's fucked up? She didn't even play DMX music when she was talking about it.
I was thinking about that.
Did she add that in there, or was that a different person?
I hope that was a different person.
Oh, okay.
But
I
what hope. DMX song would you play?
Y'all gonna make me lose my mind.
That lets me know you don't listen to DMX. DMX.
Yeah, no shit.
No, bro. DMX have prayers. Bro.
Yeah, he have prayers, literally.
And like, I'm talking about
every four tracks.
Yeah, like low-key, like, Heavenly Father.
Swear to God.
It is you who's giving me life. And I know. Like, it's one of the best things ever. But if you like listen, he's passionate about it.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
He is super passionate.
He's
about
also
it.
Passionate about hating gay people. That's what I remember.
Oh, that's
dude.
Just what? Old school black shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. All, that's what, yeah. All
that's old school
people.
Black shit. He was shaving his head bald at 19. Okay. You think he cares? You think he has high reviews for gay people? Come on.
You know. You're excusing that, but you're like, I can tell you haven't listened to DMX. Yeah. No fucking shit, dude. Damn.
He should have played Slippin'.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. Slipping. I'm slipping. I'm falling. I can't get up. You know, I'm slipping. I'm falling. I got to get up
to get back on my feet so I can text you.
Yep. Hey, I like that.
Hey.
DMX was the shit.
No, DMX was huge. It went DMX, then Ja Rule. Remember we was talking about that?
Mm-hmm.
It went like the biggest artists, especially hip hop. It went DMX, Ja Rule, and then 50 Cent came and literally destroyed a man's career from being like the top.
Yeah,
go look up rap album sales of all time.
Oh man, Eminem's number one.
Eminem.
Yeah, Eminem's gonna be number one. He's gotta be.
Let's see.
Nah, that's 16.
Look who they got. Like a deer caught in the headlights, bro.
Oh, damn. Outkast is the highest?
Nigga, why'd you leave Business Insider?
Go to Business Insider.
He wanted to find something.
All right, let's see.
I told him to go back.
So Eminem is the top.
Just scroll down. You don't know yet. Wow. They ain't started to lift.
All right, 16, LL Cool J. Hey, they're both 16? What the hell?
They tied.
Oh, shit. All right. You got Nas. He's good. Snoop Dogg 16. They all tied, man?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah,
that's
tell
why the
five.
Keeps
yeah.
All right, well, 13.
There's a new number.
Thank you. Ludacris, finally.
I love you, Brandon.
I love you, too, man.
Please be tied for 13.
Yeah. Oh,
DMX 12.
Why is he 12? He need to be up more.
No, that's pretty. That's high for
that man. Sold like what was it? Two or three number one albums
14
in 1 year.
Yeah,
in
that's crazy.
His first three albums:
Flesh on My Flesh, Blood on My Blood, and then it was X. Man,
it's dark in. It, oh,
oh
my bad.
It's dark.
It's dark and hot as hell. I almost said it's dark in here.
Yep. So two in 1998, both went to the top 50.
True. Get rich or die trying.
Yeah.
I remember when that shit came out.
Let's see who's next. Who's next?
Notorious.
Wow, they put him at 10.
This is so. I mean, this is just the facts.
Oh, the facts. Yeah. Okay, I thought
this ain't
people.
Opinion.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a business site. So let's see. Let's go back up.
Okay. Nelly Nail. Hey, STL, baby.
Where that band-aid at?
If you want to go and take a ride with me.
Oh, he did that. That's with the Gozi. Oh,
wow. Outkast 9. All right. You can scroll a little faster. All right.
Let's see.
Beastie Boys. Right. Oh, keep shit.
Beastie Boys. Nah.
Yeah, I didn't know they was that high. Lil Wayne.
All right. Let's see.
Kanye West. Oh, he, yeah.
That makes sense. All right. Drake. All right. Yeah, that's all right. Let's see. Four. Okay. Jay-Z.
Damn. He hit four? Who the fuck is
I mean, Jay-Z. Okay, two. Tupac is number one. I mean, two. They put him at two. Yeah. They put Tupac at two because they got two.
That's not why they put him there.
Eminem is number one.
So $61 million records.
Physical copies, yeah. Physical.
Okay. Is it? Well, yeah, that's it.
Y'all know nothing about that.
I don't. I'm learning.
Back when you used to have to go to get CDs, bro.
Oh, yeah. He was my first CD, though. It's the real Slim Shady in fifth grade, yep.
My first CD was, and I'm not ashamed to admit this, Little Bow Wow's Like Mike soundtrack. Oh, hold on. 3 months later, I got Ludacris Chicken and Beer.
Hell yeah.
And then I got the G-Unit mixtape. And then it was nothing but G-Unit after that.
G-Unit was that shit. Yeah. I couldn't start my morning without listening to him. What was your first? Did you have it? Y'all didn't probably have.
No, I had the bootleggers, so.
Yeah, yeah, whatever.
People that would give you, but I didn't do CDs.
Oh, what y'all have?
Cinema. I'm sorry. Movies.
I'm sorry. Oh. I forgot about that. All of those albums I just named were bootlegs. I didn't buy my first real CD until like 2 years later, and it was 50 Cent. Get Rich or Die Trying.
Yeah.
But we got cinema movies where dude be in the middle of it and shit, and then you got to hope that the audio's right. And hope that the dude gave you the right CD because he'd just be like, all right, come here, bro. And he'd open up his trunk. And he'd be like, which one you want? I mean, my mom would get it because I was too young at the time.
Yeah. But, what'd y'all get?
Man, we got it all. I remember I saw the B-movie like that. What else was it? Iron Man 2. That's when we had that incident in first grade. And, like, you remember with the monkey bars? We all know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
we know.
Oh, that's what.
Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah. Incident? What does that have to do with Iron Man 2?
Because after that happened, I just went home when I couldn't walk. And looked at Iron Man 2.
He was hoping somebody would provide him with an exoskeleton. He was going to come back and beat the shit out that man.
Shit, if I had that exoskeleton, I would have blew that, you know.
You would have attacked that special needs child.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. We've learned information after the fact, and we know why they were at recess.
We know why they were capable of.
I'm not going to lie, they were all assholes at the time. May have been the whole damn recess. I don't know.
Yeah, man. So y'all had your own special recess?
Oh no, this is everybody. This is normal stuff.
Oh, everybody got.
Oh
to
yeah,
go.
Because you remember, I was just in that one thing for a minute, and then I'm just in normal everywhere. Like because I was just there.
And he said I was there for a minute.
Because let me tell you something. So I was.
Brandon got bullied in that class.
Hold on, let me tell you what happened. So when I was in there, they're like, okay, so only reason you're here is because you know we know sometimes you need extra time, right? And I'm like, yeah, that's it, man. So that's the only reason. And then so I'd be in there and day, and they'd be like, you good with your work? You good with all that? All right, just get your work done. Now you go back to your normal classes. And that's what I did.
Yeah.
And the whole day I just walk around. People like, you in special ed? But fail night.
Hold on, did he
special.
Say
but you,
did
I thought you said, oh, it was special
up?
Needs.
No.
You crossed the line.
No.
What was it then?
Special ed. Not
special
ed.
But you.
No, I'm
special
sorry.
Ed and special
I'm,
needs.
There's a, no, they're not. No, they're not. Nope. There's a difference.
It makes sense.
Okay, what's special ed?
Well, special ed.
It's like hospice in a nursing home.
Yeah. You can die at either or, but
it's full time and part time.
One of them we kind
of
know.
Special ed is like a little bit of some learning disabilities. Like if you need a little bit of extra time.
Yeah.
Or if your mind.
You keep
like,
saying
what
extra
is that?
Time.
Like you got a little. I mean, somebody can have dyslexia. Yeah, like, a little bit autistic. Yeah. A little bit autistic. Uh-huh. Or you just struggling a little bit. But special needs.
Yeah, what's special needs?
Is what everybody thinks that special ed is. That's what it
you're
is.
You're starting
man.
To lose me.
No. Okay. Oh, no.
But
I'm
what
you,
is
I'm
special needs?
Special needs is when they come in on the bus. And this is when you're qualified. You're qualified for the Special Olympics, basically. When you're in
but, Brandon, weren't you on... Didn't you say something one time about being on the bus?
Okay, listen.
Brandon, which one were you in?
Listen, I was a volunteer for the Special Olympics. I wasn't in it.
You were an alternate.
Because I had to watch somebody because I was in JROTC.
He was an alternate?
Yes. What I would do is make sure nothing happened. You're the
AROTC representative?
Brandon said they made me go dress up like them, and then randomly I had to wave at everybody.
I made sure everything was under control. That's what I was to do. Like, I had to watch. My other friend, he wasn't lucky, though.
Why?
My man, dude, he had an older person. He's like, Brandon, this dude kept trying to hug, kiss me the whole time, man. I couldn't do it.
What the fuck?
I was like, fuck, man, you almost got violated by this guy? He's like, yeah.
He couldn't even let the words leave him. So, his brain said, like, don't you dare. We haven't said it in all these years. We're not going to say it now.
But me, I was smooth sailing, man.
It's real.
Not a good time.
I get it, Brandon. You still... I get it.
But yes, man.
He going to hell.
Baby.
Oh, yeah, man. Especially me, they'd have to go to the lunch and be in a certain section and stuff. Mm-hmm. Me, I was just chilling. Everybody acting like, I'm not in no special ed, man. People are you special? Nah, man, I ain't no.
But you ate with him and
everything. Oh, no, I didn't eat with nobody. I ate with my friends, man. I was just walking around normal. Like, I did everything normal.
I keep saying.
No, like, listen, I did everything normal. I just had one class. Like, in the beginning of the day that I hated. Okay. And then sometimes if I was like struggling in the class, they'll be like, do we need to sit in that class and sit with you? I'll be like, nah, man, you don't need to sit with
How long were you in that class for?
What was the class?
What were they teaching you in this class?
Oh, they didn't teach you nothing. You just sat there and had extra time to do some work, man. Oh, boy.
What kind of work?
Class work, like all the class work you're struggling.
Now, when you were saying a few podcasts ago about the drawing the straight lines and singing, what class was that?
Can I say this? When you said... Yeah, I would go sing to old people and draw in straight lines. Yes. When you said sing to old people, I was at home. I was cleaning my living room, but I was playing a podcast. My face kind of scrunched up because I was like, what class is this? And then when you said, you know, they would test this, make us draw in a straight line. I almost died because I swear to God, I think I was coughing up my own esophagus. Oh, damn, nigga, what class?
What class was that?
Yeah.
What they call it is transition class. They called it that when you were in high school. It was transitions class.
Uh-huh.
And then there would be one thing where they had speech class, like speech therapy or something like that. And then another one where you had to go to this group and read.
It was more than one class then?
Oh, well, yeah, when I was younger. Like in first grade.
But you said in high school.
No. I'm talking about before that a little bit. Like at first, it was like you'd have to go to the reading and then read in the group. And
Brandon, can you look up transition classes?
Yeah.
This episode ain't going to come out, bro. I'm telling you. Y'all are wildin'.
This is crazy. Brandon's
the next Chris Chan.
Transitions class. Helping a student, one that is devoted to helping a student achieve post-school goals. Focus on training plans. So, yeah, this is not bad.
Yeah, no, none of it's bad. None of it's bad.
Yeah, but let me show you. Okay, let me see. Special ed one. Because I promise.
See, it does say special ed. It does not say special needs.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Because that's what they think it is.
Life.
So, what does it mean?
Oh, my gosh.
Drives the IEP process.
I was in college for education. The IEP program is for students with disabilities.
Damn,
these
man.
Classes are to teach people to work at Publix.
Damn, man.
No, are you serious?
This is like they teach you to like give change and like. Did y'all do that?
Damn, man. I mean, they would.
Were you an IEP?
Yeah.
IEP is a individualized education plan, I believe. So it's like a plan. If you have a diagnosed thing, they take
or,
you.
Or are an immigrant or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They give you a plan. But like an IEP for 504 or whatever, that's for people that have like a learning disability.
Yeah, that's how you got to know how to do the change so well on the donations.
Yeah, I guess that's why. Because now I'm a mastered cashier, man.
Because,
we're doing
because
too
of IEP.
Now. Look at that, the IEP.
I didn't see what it was called.
He was scared.
No. Get ready to start drawing some straight lines.
Yeah, Dom has to retransition.
That's what your next class is.
That's crazy. I never knew that.
Yeah, ain't that wrong with it, man.
Nah, man. I don't know.
I got out of it.
Maybe
yours.
Yeah,
you got out of
it. I got out of it.
He's going to let you know.
Let me keep
one thing for damn sure. They didn't keep me there. All right?
They didn't.
That's
they
a college man.
Your boy got out.
Yeah.
Oh no! As soon as they took me out, though, I wanted to kind of get back in. That shit. It got
you
rough.
You missed it.
You missed it.
It got rough.
You was in. Because yeah.
What happened was like when I was like, man, I want to get out, and then they're like, all right, fine, if you want to get out, whatever, or something like that. And then my papers got lost, man. So now I gotta find out where my papers are at.
Because they're like,
what papers?
Oh, my
registration.
Like my history tracking that I was in my IEP stuff.
Oh,
so because they were
so you can get the credit for it.
No, so I get some help.
Oh,
he's trying to get back in.
He's trying to get back in.
When you leave IEP, they staple your medical history to you, and they're like, they'll bump into somebody who can help them.
Yeah. And I called for one dude, and they're like, man, he left. And I'm like, damn, man, that was my only hope. Because the other ones, like, they in other schools and retired, and that was elementary.
Mm.
Yeah, man. But that's
they try to make you do algebra, huh?
Yeah, man. I'm doing that infinite math.
I'm not going
to ask. In college?
Yeah.
It's finite math.
Finite math. Yeah. My bad, finite.
That's not crazy.
I hate math.
If you have a major where you're not like engineer, if you're not like STEM major, you don't need to take fucking pre-cal.
For real?
Calculus. Yeah. I mean, it don't make sense.
Okay, because I was like, I'm in communications, and they give me all this math classes.
I think
like,
you got to know.
But how many did they give you? Did they just give you finite?
No, sadly, I do.
I
got to
keep going back.
Dude, I had to go through for all my semesters because I'm at the junior year now. Your boy is passing.
Oh, hey. Shit.
I mean, well, he's in. Not yet. I'm in a little. That's why we trying to get back into
you
the
announced
special ed.
It.
Once I get back in, we smooth sailing. But, yeah. But, yeah, man, dude, I had to take, like, a bunch of other math classes. And I had one of them I've passed by default because apparently he didn't know what he was doing, and everybody in that class failed. And every time, like, he would always, because what he would do is just come in there and be like, hey, class, this is what we're doing today. And he'd sit down and eat his fat-ass candy. And then look at us like we stupid. Then we'd be like, hey, man, we don't know. He'd be like, hey, what's the problem? I don't get what the problem is. And then one day he got fired, right? And he walked up to us and like, oh, so y'all just going to fire me? And we're like,
Dumb. I have a question. You said he eats his fat ass candy.
Yes.
Are you calling him a fat ass or is he eating fat ass candy?
Oh, both, man. He pull up and just eat as much candy as he wants, man. I'd be like, well, damn.
Brandon was just jealous.
Yeah. I'm like, how are you going to eat what I can't eat? Like when that dude, when that teacher was cussing us out, mm-hmm. and then like, what was it, eighth grade, with his Logan Roadhouse head ass. And I'm like, you look here, bruh.
Logan's Roadhouse.
Yeah, because his head was like the dinner roll.
And there's Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah, it's like
he
Logan
went to Logan's Roadhouse.
That's what I grew up on.
Is that? I think that's what it's called, though.
No,
there's
Logan's,
and then there's Texas Roadhouse.
I think it's called Logan's Roadhouse.
It is?
Yeah.
There is a place called
No.
Oh, yeah, dude, I literally grew up at Logan's.
That's not what's funny about it.
But oh, not about the head. But dude, he would always cuss. I'm like, wait a minute, man. I rolled my hand up like you. I was like, yo. So if you can cuss, then can I cuss? Can I? And he's like, nah, man. I was like, then why are you? Why not? How come I can't cuss, but you can? He's like, because it's my damn room. You got a problem? Get the fuck out. And I was like, okay, all right, goodbye. And then I came back the next day because I have to.
That's a valid point. But what math class was that dude teaching?
Dude that cussed us out?
That, yeah. Like, quit.
Oh, no, that was a science teacher. The fat-ass candy dude.
Yeah, fat-ass candy.
Dude, it's weird.
That was in
remember.
College, though, right?
Yes, definitely college. He's
was
back.
It the, was it the finite or a different one?
No, it's a different one, but I don't remember.
Was it before or after the finite?
Before. Like, it was, like, my first semester there.
Look up college math classes from start to start to end.
Counting?
Oh, ooh, I could show you all mine, I think.
Yeah.
All I gotta do is search up and no, that's too much. College math courses.
Lower.
All right, lower. Lower. No,
entry level.
Yeah.
A&M.
There we go. Oh. It don't have to be A&M. It could be.
Lower level?
Yeah. Lower level.
Mm-mm-mm.
Okay.
Damn. I think that actually was it.
It
was
algebra.
I'm not fucking around. That was actually, yeah.
It was algebra then. Yeah, they tried it.
That's a hard one.
Yeah, they put letters in that shit, didn't they?
Yes, they did. Dude, that's they doing infinite math and squares, man. Ooh. What the fuck? Squares.
Like actual squares?
Yes, like doing like shapes and stuff, too.
Oh, geometry.
A little bit of geometry.
I hate geometry, though. I can't stand
that. Dude, I suck at math. That's why I'm in all this to begin with.
Uh-huh.
And because apparently, yeah, they thought I was
in the speech and the reading.
Yeah, THs and what is it, the S.
Yeah.
Yeah, those two.
Yeah, I know.
But
I
remember in third grade, I'd be in there struggling. She'd be like, okay, Brandon, practice your THs and S's. And I'd be trying that all day. She'd be like, good, now you get a toy from the box. And you're like, hell yeah, man.
Who did this?
Oh, the speech class.
Oh, okay.
What grade was this?
Second grade.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man, dude. I still get action figures to this day, man. Yeah, you know wrestling? Look at all this.
If you were like, I was a sophomore in high school.
Yeah, yeah, like, then okay. It's been different.
Nah, man, if they gave me a toy in sophomore, I'd be like, this is weird, man.
You would have took it.
Dude, I had a yes, I would have took it. Dude, I'll still get them now, man.
Yeah, but yeah.
I had a special dude tell me I was special, man.
Do you remember?
Like, special dude to special dude. You special as hell. And I was like, what are you talking about?
How did he say it exactly?
Yeah. Because he was like, listen, man. So I went up to him. I was like, dude, do you think that these people sound special? He was like, dude, yes. Do you see how the teachers treat you, Brandon? They're so nice to you and friendly. You think they're friendly like that? You think they're friendly like that for no reason? I was like, dude, I'm sorry. I'm
and like, he was
sentient.
Yeah, he was straight up autistic. He was like, dude, I'm straight up autistic.
He said he was sentient.
Yeah.
Jesus. Like, he was like, I'm straight up autistic. I know you a little autistic, Brandon. Like, he was like, dude, you see how everybody treats you, bro?
He seemed like he had a pretty big level of awareness.
He's
just autistic.
To record, but he said he was. How special was he though?
Not the worst. Just autistic.
Oh, okay,
that's not crazy.
No, it ain't.
We're a little autistic, right?
Yeah, who isn't? Autistic,
yeah, everybody a little autistic. Yeah.
How much Red 40 have I drank in my life, dude?
Yeah.
How much Red 40 have I drank today?
And I really do have to get a test, though.
Test for what?
Autism, man. We got to see.
Yeah.
It's just too damn
we could probably pull. On one of our next solo episodes, I'll try to look up an autism test and you just take
dude,
it on.
Oh, dude, I already take
that. Dude, we could probably take quick one right
Flying
now.
Flying colors.
Take a quick. Are they quick?
Flying colors.
Look up 10 question quick. Autism test. You know, dude.
The fuck was that?
I have no idea what
that. Is that a wolf or something?
What the fuck?
Did you hear that?
Oh, Brandon, no,
that's
dude,
I can't.
I can't
have that shit again, man.
Dude, honestly, this would be hilarious. Like, we could do it as its own video. From my college, I got this textbook for teaching kids with special needs, and it has like a practice. Like, I think it's called the ASM or something. Mm-hmm. It tests like where you are on the autism spectrum.
Well, we should all take it.
Oh yeah,
You and Alex.
Dude, this is my fiance's name, Athena's Care.
that's she got the job.
Okay, let's see.
It's number starting one. To make
number
sense
one.
Now.
Does any of this relate to you?
So number I can one. Find a pattern. I often notice small sounds when others do not. I mean, yeah, man, I slightly agree to that. Mm-hmm. I usually concentrate more on the whole picture rather than the small details. I agree. I definitely agree to that. I find it easy to do more than one thing at once. Yeah, man, we can do that shit. If there is an interruption, I can switch back what I was doing very quickly. Neutral, but just put slightly agree. Number five, I find it easy to read between the lines when someone is talking. Okay, I disagree slightly. I gotta be honest, man. I know how to tell if someone's listening to me is getting bored. Yeah, I agree with that. When I'm reading a story, I find it difficult to work out the character's intentions. So what does that mean? Like the message?
Like what they're trying to do.
Okay. I mean, I slightly agree with
Hey, dog, it's all right.
I agree.
I don't know if you can agree with that, Brandon.
Wrap it up.
No.
I don't think you know what that means.
You're right. I should have disagreed.
He's almost
go
done.
Scroll up. Just scroll up.
All right. Let's see.
I
don't think I. Wait, oh. Maybe
yeah,
I can.
Can't go back.
No, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
I like to collect information about categories of things.
Figurines.
Dude, hell yeah. I definitely agree.
Yeah, I bet you do.
I find it easy to work out what someone is thinking or feeling just by looking in their face. Yeah, I guess, right?
That's
you think
you got you to answer,
that
right?
That didn't sound very confident.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I okay, feel like
gonna, it's okay
I'm
to say no.
I'm going to I'm going to tell you with my face.
Nigga, is you crazy? Is that the face that you're making? Like, nigga, you crazy face?
Yes.
That's okay. I agree. I got it right?
I got it.
There's no getting it right.
No.
There's no way to do it.
I find it difficult to work out people's intentions. So, okay. I find it difficult to work out people's intentions. I find it difficult. Do I find it difficult? I disagree. Yeah, man, I don't find it difficult.
Just thinking about the two of these.
All right. Thank you for taking the quiz. Based on your response, you may not meet criteria for autism definition.
It seems wrong to us.
Thank God. Thank God.
No. You took the test wrong.
I cheated.
He 100% didn't know what some of those were.
If a professional was giving him the test, they would have stopped after the first question.
Yeah, I may have cheated a little bit.
We're going to do that, though, JJ. We're going to take the test you got in your book.
Yeah. I'm down. I'll bring it. I still got it.
We could do it. Okay.
Tom's going to get a diagnosis he doesn't like, dude.
Oh, I'm down. I know I'm going to ace it, though.
You're down.
I'm going to ace it. Is it like, it's like you do math and shit, right?
No, man.
That has nothing to do with autism.
Dude, there's no math.
Unless
you get a perfect score, then
then it raises an eyebrow.
So it's just like questions like these.
There might also be an IQ test in there.
Let's do that.
If you want to take that one.
I want to take an IQ test.
What if Brandon has a 145 IQ, dude?
What do you think you got?
That's good.
That's good.
That's really good.
What do you think you got?
Dude, I don't even know.
100 is average.
100 is average.
Yeah.
Alabama average is 94.
Okay, then we definitely pass 94. Let's give it 105.
Ooh.
Okay. Nice.
Okay, you say 105. I'd say I'm probably like 115.
Okay.
Damn. Right. Damn.
That's really smart.
Yeah.
Dude.
I will say this. If I'm serious.
I would get 115, dude.
I'm going to say 99.
That's what you are?
That's what I'm going to say. That way, whenever y'all take this, I'm not embarrassed like y'all dumbass.
Now,
I feel good about myself.
Now, 100 is the average, and two standard deviations above is considered like genius level, and two standard deviations below is considered, I'm really trying to think of another word than the one that's coming up. If you're catching my drift.
Dumpient?
Gumpy.
Oh, okay.
Simple.
Like, why'd you point at Brandon?
Like, he has the joke about it. Not because I'm calling him.
Yeah, that's why you're glad they listening when they called you.
So a 130 is genius.
Yeah.
A 70 is simple.
Right. Okay. And then what's 110?
That's not insignificantly smarter than the average person. Yeah, so I don't know exactly, but
that's probably what
you're probably in like the top 20% of people.
Yeah, definitely top 20% of people.
I don't know. I don't know.
Definitely, yeah.
I don't know.
What do you think you are? You already did it.
No, I didn't take it.
Okay.
You administer it to somebody else.
What do you think yours is?
I just say 100, dude.
100?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I'm smarter than all you.
That's why I went low.
Well, if you look at, like, the bell curve, I mean, like, it's all within, like, 95 to 105 for the most part.
Okay.
That's, like,
well, then
90% of people is in.
Yeah.
Okay. That. And you saying you at the top of that.
I just said 105. That's where I put it at.
I'm changing mine from 110 to 105.
That's good.
I'm smarter than most people, but dumber than a lot of.
Same.
A lot of them.
Yeah, dude, if you have 100, I mean, you're smack dab in the middle.
I know this has nothing to do with the other. Maybe it's just the black in me.
Mm-hmm.
When I say, nigga, you can't read, so you should really humble yourself when you're talking
about
these.
You think that matters?
No, dude, I don't.
You have to understand the question.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. And you can't ask for help.
First of all, I can read. All right, I just want to put that out there. I can read. I can't
read.
I can't say some words. But
first
I know
off,
what they
it
mean.
It was EID.
I couldn't see it, and
it was
I never
IEP.
Heard.
Okay, whatever. I'm going off with this nigga said.
Yeah.
All right, leave it there.
105. That's 105.
That's 105
right there.
Yeah, 105. Oh,
well, I'm going to get higher than you, without a doubt.
You're going to be like 96 and 97.
No,
right.
No way. No way. I'm
y'all
above
are gonna
the
have
average.
A Jordan IQ, dude.
Dom's getting his IQ number mixed up with his cholesterol number. All right.
I don't even know what that is, but that was high.
It's deviled
egg. I got pills in there for it. I don't take them.
Your arteries are deviled.
Oh shit!
Oh my gosh, dude. That's going to be fun, man.
Yeah, that's going
to
be fun.
But we all need to make sure we take the test with the same questions.
Yeah.
That way it's like a better.
And we have somebody.
Score it.
Watch. So like if Sci-Fi's in here, you're in here. Whenever you're in here, I'm in here. You know what I'm saying?
A governor. A
governor,
like a
proctor. Yeah. Alex probably have the best by default.
Or we can just take it online.
That's wild.
Yeah. Mm. What is this? So like, make sure nobody's cheating. You have a watch over.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Pulling out the phones or.
I want Jake to take it too.
Oh, Jake. Man, yeah. Score, Jake. Man. Jake. I don't know. Who do you think? You think you're smarter than Jake? He's smarter than me. He's probably gonna get a higher score than me. You think you are?
I think he would either get crazy high or like shockingly average.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
Oh.
I think so too.
Oh boy. Okay, so if you're gonna get Jake, I want Dante in there.
Without a doubt.
I want Dante now. Let's see where we're
now
at.
That's 130 territory.
Let's get someone not mentally
who's the perfect control? Charlie, you think?
Charlie's. I think. I don't know. I was thinking about. I was gonna say Charlie Smart, but he told me he's not like good in certain.
Who's the most average? Ian Miller, you think he's a good controller?
Oh man,
he's real smart.
I would say he's smarter than not. I would say like a Lumbra.
No, he's
dumbass.
Straight
middle of the pack.
Yeah.
Yeah, just the most average intelligence.
Dan.
Dan's
business savvy.
You don't think?
No, he's smart.
I want you to look at that camera and tell Dan why he's not smart.
No, I'm not saying
this is
Dan's
why you're
not
a
smart.
Idiot, Dan.
I'm saying Dan probably is in the middle of the pack on IQ.
I'm thinking he has at least 115, dude.
You think Dan has 115?
Dude, bro.
Yeah, he'll tell you he ain't got no 115. I would bullshit him when I would say 110 because I don't even know what that means. But
look it up.
But
I feel like it's almost insulting.
You said look up what?
Trying to figure out who has the
115. You're saying it's like smart as shit.
115 IQ.
Just look up average IQ score.
Okay, average IQ.
Because score. I'm pretty sure it's 100. Maybe I'm completely off. But from what I remember, 100 is pretty much the baseline.
Yeah,
85 to 114.
Oh, okay. Well, then he could be 115 then. But if it's like,
oh, so 145 and above is highly gifted.
Oh.
But if you receive an IQ score of around 100, then you have what is considered an average IQ. So I guess depending on the test that you take, the scores vary.
Oh, then I'm sticking with 110. Now I'm looking at this, I'm sticking with 110. Sure.
Look at that graph, Brennan.
All right, look.
That chart.
Oh, so what we do, we get all the people we're going to do to get to take it, right? And then everybody guesses the other person's what they think they're going to get, and then we reveal it.
I like this.
Yeah.
I like that idea. Yeah. We need to get like at least 10 people to take the test. At least 10 people to take the test.
Yeah. We got 10. So we got us right here. That's 5. Jake, Charlie, Dante.
Pat?
Dan. I want Dan to take it. I don't know. He might be busy, though. But if he can take it, Dan and
Jake.
You already said Jake, right?
Oh, my bad.
Jake, Charlie, Dante.
Mike Sales.
Mike Sales. For sure.
What about Pat?
Watch Mike get a 135 or something. Huh?
Pat?
Well, that'd be a good one.
Yeah, we got to make sure there's no funny business. There's no cheating.
That's why we're going to why we're going to proctor.
Oh, we should film it like it's a whole school. It's a clown college school.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I like that.
Like a little reality bit. Yeah. And we can even have a booth for them where they... how they feel about it before they go in and then how they feel after.
Oh my God.
Confessionals?
Yeah. A little confessional. Yeah. This will be our skit.
Damn.
Oh, wait, yeah. I don't know if y'all have seen it. I think this is not a joke or diss. I think it's like with the, like a younger generation now, like people who are in high school or college now, they do the thing where they go up to them and they record them like, what are you about to get on this test? And they're like, 100. And it just like cuts and it's like 33 out of 100. Yeah. And it does it for everybody. And the highest score is usually always like a 62.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so we'll get this. I feel like you're scared, Sapphire.
No, I'm not scared. That's what I'm saying.
You said 100, though. So that, like,
no,
if
I
you
said
just
99.
Think, I mean, if you get below 100, we will all call you.
I'll tell you
Hold
this.
Hold on, let me do some research.
The amount, the the grades I got in school, I'm not worried. I said 99 because JJ said
okay.
100 was average.
Yeah, so you're saying
so
below
I said
average.
I'm gonna undersell. That way, whatever I do get, woo.
What I'm saying is
sandbagging.
Yeah. What I'm saying, what if he goes under his sandbag?
What I'm saying is when you misspell your name on the test, Dom, when you can't spell your own fucking name, that's automatically gonna deduct.
Is this the test?
These are examples I'm looking at.
It's probably just like pattern recognition.
Oh, that's it.
No, that one's for Dom. See those pizzas?
Mm-hmm.
That one has pepperoni.
Where?
That's half cheese, half pepperoni.
This man said, "Wait,
I think Brandon will get a good score. I truly do.
So there, is
I
there
disagree.
Like...
no, it's not. It's look, Brandon. I'm bullshitting on my score. I might get lower.
Same.
But
what is this, Mike?
He's starting to lose confidence.
I am.
The more man. He thinks, he saw it and he's like, "I might get lower."
He said, "Hold on, these niggas got shapes."
Hold up.
Yeah, he was bad at geometry.
Brandon, click this one.
Which one?
This one, this dead center. To your right.
Right there?
No, down. To your right. There you go. Click it.
There you go.
Dom saw that and said, "Hold on, that looks like a nipple ring. I don't know how to. I don't know what I'm doing."
That's half. That's half of a swastika in the right top
you got
right.
Half of
a
bloody ears.
Two nipple rings, a question mark, some wheat.
Yeah.
Some wheat.
A shower head.
And Charlie's nose on the bottom.
These look like dashboard lights on a European car.
Yeah, it's some weird ass questions, man.
All right.
These look like hieroglyphics.
Well, we're going to do that. We're going to get prepared for that. That's going to be awesome.
I'm going to study.
Is that math?
I am too. I'm not bullshitting. But I will
Dom lost so much confidence. He's like,
I didn't like the shapes. I'm not going to lie to you. Nah. But
oh, hold on. Hit that one. That
was what?
Matrix C.
Right here, Mensa?
Sorry. No, I said Matrix C.
Mensa? Right here?
Go down.
You said slow down.
Matrix C.
Down. To the left.
All right, I'm on the left.
Down one, down one to the right, and
right
that's
there.
It. That one.
Oh my God! Yeah. How?
There it is.
How?
You got to.
How, dog?
Need some damn glasses.
You said he's gonna do good. How, dog?
Man. Hit.
I just wanted to see what they were, but
there's levels of good.
Oh God!
Good is relative.
If you get an 85, Brandon, I'll be so proud of you. No, I'm serious. If you get 85, I am.
Now I
got to
get 100. I got to try to get the 100.
Brandon's like, I got 100. I got a perfect score. Man.
Oh God! All right. Well, we got to end this thing. We've been going on too long. Thank you. What episode was this?
This is episode 35.
All right.
Yep, 35.
Is it? Huh?
Yeah. Is it 35?
I think so.
35.
I think so. Hey, thank you all for tuning in.
Thank you. See you next week.
You're.
Oh, God.
What if Brandon was like, it's episode 7?